The Courting of Bristol Keats by Mary E. Pearson. Read by Brittany Presley. For the man who invited me on a little walk and turned it into a magical journey. The universe opened a door for me, and who was I to look away? Anastasia Wiggins. Chapter 1. At the end of Oak Leaf Lane, dawn arrived 15 minutes early. Most folks didn't notice, as they rarely did about such things, but eagerness circled the air like a hungry buzzard, watching and waiting. Wild grass shivered, droplets of dew danced to the ground. The earth trembled as low whispers tumbled over hummocks, making geese startle into the sky. Something was about to happen. But Bristol Keats slept soundly, oblivious to the long-fingered light prying its way through her drapes at such an early hour. Nothing could wrestle her from her bed but a good night's rest. Drool dampened her pillow, and her arm hung limply over the side of the bed. She had worked late. Her tips lay in a satisfied heap on her nightstand, a ruffled monument to her determination. Finally, mid-morning, she stirred, groaning, then rose from her rumpled bed and shook herself into her jeans. As busy as Friday nights were, festival days were busier, which was a good thing for Bristol. The late notices were stacking up. At the top of the pile lay the electric bill, 40 days past due, and shutoff was imminent. Bristol's tips that day, combined with those from the past week, would take care of that one and leave a little extra for groceries. With sleep still in her eyes, she sniffed her hair for the oily scent of the parlor, then swiped it into a quick, messy ponytail, unaware that the day would be anything but ordinary. It wasn't something you could see, but as she splashed her face with water, then brushed her teeth, her head turned slightly to the side, a strange, velvety warmth filling the air. Though it was only a vague sense that she couldn't name. She didn't even realize she leaned into it, like a cat arching its back against a doorway. A doorway. Yes, that is what she leaned into. But she didn't know it yet. Bristol whisked back her drapes and shielded her eyes from a sun that already glared over the trees, too eager to remind her of the day. It had been 1 year since she returned home. For her, it seemed far longer. A lifetime was packed into the past weeks and months. The year bulged like an overstuffed suitcase that couldn't be shut. Home. Even now, it was a hesitant word on her lips, foreign and new. A word she toyed with in fits and starts. A word she was afraid to love. Run. Move on. Those were the words ingrained in her like dirt beneath her nails. She turned from the window and riffled through a basket of clean laundry on the floor, pulling out a black tank top, then slipped it on. Her figure smoothed out the wrinkles.
Bree!
Harper's voice bellowed up the narrow stairway like she was a 6-foot bouncer instead of a skinny 14-year-old still waiting for a growth spurt. What Bristol's little sister lacked in stature, she made up for in volume.
I'm up,
Bristol called back, getting down on her belly to search for a missing shoe under her bed. She was certain she'd kicked them both off beside the bedpost last night. But it was late, and she had been exhausted.
Bree!
She paused from her shoe search. That wasn't her sister's usual wake-up call. Maybe a spider in the kitchen sink? Besides paying the bills and mowing the front yard weeds when she had time, Bristol was the designated spider retriever. Or maybe, worse than a rogue spider, another pipe had busted. Damned old house. Bristol rested her forehead on her fist for a moment, willing it not to be that. The balance in her head tipped and swayed, waiting for disaster to fall. They couldn't afford another plumbing bill. Rushed footsteps pounded up the stairs, and Bristol stood.